Monsieur le Président, Excellences, Mesdames, Messieurs, nous savons tous le contexte alimentaire et environnemental est en rapide évolution. La hausse de la demande en produits alimentaires, la pénurie croissante de ressources naturelles, le changement climatique ont une incidence directe sur l'agriculture et le développement rural. Ils doivent nous amener à repenser notre façon d'agir si nous voulons véritablement atteindre notre objectif d'un monde libéré de la faim, de la malnutrition et de la pauvreté et en respectant les principes de la durabilité. Agricultural productivity must grow in a sustainable way. We all know and agree, but business as usual will not do. We will only be successful if we are able to find answers to the many challenges while respecting the needs of future generations. Agricultural practices need to become sustainable, contributing to mitigate climate change and meeting the consequences of climate change adaptation will be particularly important. We will only move towards more resilience in agriculture and society if we give innovation sufficient space in politics and society, in the lab and on the field. There are different types of innovation. While technological innovation is important to ensure food security, there is other innovation equally crucial to make the agricultural system more resilient and apt to meet the challenges the future will bring. Entrepreneurial innovation, such new business models that strengthen local production for local consumption, new urban farming enterprises. Financial innovation, such as the Benefit Sharing Fund under the International Treaty on Plant Generic Resources for Food and Agriculture. Social innovation, such as social protection systems to fight rural poverty and enable farmers to invest in their farms. And organizational innovation, such as the way we have organized the policy debate in the Committee on World Food Security. As I said, business as usual will not do. It needs new path. If we want to make sure that the food system of tomorrow will meet the expectations, we need to apply the different innovations where they work best. Dogmatic thinking will not help solve the problems. We need to be able to combine and recombine approaches that today are seen as opposites. We need to think out of the box. We also must make sure that innovation finds its way to the field and to the plate. For this to happen, we need to be able to upscale innovative approaches that exist today. Switzerland is convinced that we need to work with all actors interested and involved, civil society and the private sector alike. Multi-stakeholder initiatives such as the Global Alliances on Climate Smart Agriculture or Sustainable Livestock are a good starting point for new partnerships. FAO has a key role to play in this process of bringing innovation together and to the people. The 10YFP Sustainable Food Systems Program that was developed by FAO and UNEP together with the support of Switzerland and that is about to be launched is an excellent example of the engagement of our organization. Monsieur le Président, Mesdames, Messieurs, le monde auquel nous aspirons, un monde sans faim, sans malnutrition et sans pauvreté, nécessite que nous agissons ensemble de manière urgente et effective. La Suisse entend apporter sa contribution à cet effort de manière pragmatique. Nous voulons nous y atteler avec la FAO et avec vous tous. Je vous remercie de votre attention.